大家早上好，
Good morning, everyone.
平安。
Peace.
首先我想跟大家，复习一下我们上个月，我跟大家分享的信息是，在约翰一书。
First, let's review last month's message, which is in the first John.
约翰在使徒约翰在写一书约翰一书里面讲到生命的相交。
Apostle John, when he wrote First John, he mentioned about fellowship in the life.
他把他亲身经历的那生命之道传给我们。
He used his personal experience, gave us a message about the word of life.
我们可以在这永远的生命里面相交团契。
So we can fellowship in the internal life.
相交就是团契的意思。
Fellowship is the, people interact with each other.
那这个在希腊文叫做 koinonia。
In Greece language, the word is a koinonia.
那它的意思就是亲密的关系。
The meaning of this word is the intimate relationship.
那约翰用这个字眼，来描述信徒之间他们亲密的交往。
So Apostle John used this word to describe the relationship between believers.
这个交往是在主所赐的生命里面。
So this relationship is inside the life which is given by Lord.
这个亲密关系的存在，不只是在生命，也是在光与爱的基础上。
The existence of this fellowship is not only in the life, but also in the light and the love.
那就今天我想跟大家分享了，我们行在光明中，在光明中与主团契，与人团契。
Today, my topic is walking in the light, walking in the light with the Lord and also with the neighbor people.
对，首先我想让你们想一想，我们评估一下我们在人际关系、人与人之间关系如何。
First, let's think about our relationship with our neighbor, our friends.
我们想想，我们夫妻之间、儿女之间、弟兄姐妹之间、老板与员工之间，或者是朋友之间，我们人际关系如何？
Let's think about our relationship with our spouse, our children, our friends, our boss or co-workers.
Yep，如果你要打个分数的话，你大概会打几分啊？给自己评分一下。
So if we rate our relationship, how do you score?
希望你都大家我们都能够得满分。
Yeah, well, I wish everybody can get a perfect score.
但事实上，我们在活在这世界上，常常这个分数不是我们满意的。
Yeah, but in fact, some of us may not have a perfect score.
那我也想让大家想一想，那我们跟神关系又是如何？
Yeah, now let's think about our relationship with God.
只要我们跟神的关系走对了，这人关系上面的问题就没问题了。
As long as we have a good, solid relationship with God, the relationship with other people will be easily resolved.
中国人有一句谚语说：“有关系就没关系了。
In China, there is a phrase say, if you have a relationship, there is no problem.
与神的关系建立好了，其他人身上碰到的，事实上都没有什么关系了。
So if we have a good relationship with God, then everything else doesn't matter.
要是跟神关系没有建立好，其他的都有关系啊。”
So if we don't have a good relationship with God, everything will be a problem.
所以今天我们想来看看，行在光明中，你用另外一个角度去看，就是如何与神建立亲密关系。 那什么是与神相交的必要条件？
So today, let's look at walk with the fellowship with the God. What is the requirement?
那另外一个角度来看，那什么是与神相交的障碍呢？
So from another point of view, what is the obstacle to build up the relationship with the God?
那第一个问题我可以跟大家讲，就是我们的题目，行在光明中是必要条件。
So the first topic I will mention is the today's topic.
那与神相交最大的障碍，光明的反向是什么？黑暗。
So what is the opposite of light is the darkness.
对，所以行在黑暗中，黑暗是最大的障碍，光明是必要的条件。
So darkness is the biggest obstacle, and also the light is a necessary condition.
啊，好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你。
Dear Father, thank you.
今天孙超跟孩子。
Today, Brother Chao and me,
我们来一起来分享你给我们的话语。
We'll work together to share your message.
愿你的灵充满每一位。
So may your spirit is full with everybody here.
让年轻的孩子们也能够听到你的话语。
Also with the youth, they lead them to listen to your word.
我们把以下的时间恭敬仰望交在你手里。
Let's pray following time.
愿你让我们都在你里面得到饱足。
Wish we can learn a lot from you.
好，我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那今天行在光明中，我们要看的经文是在约翰一书一章五节到二章十七节。
Today, the scripture we are use is in the first John, chapter 1, verse 5 to chapter 2, verse 17.
That's right. 那如果你有圣经的话，请打开来，我们打开，我们来看。
Let's open up your Bible.
如果你有手机，你也可以打开手机，找到这段经文。
If you have a cell phone with a Bible, you can open the Bible over there. First John.
我想今天我们不要一次全部都读了，因为 我自己是，我要是全部读前面就忘后面，读后面忘前面，然后读中间两边都忘掉了，所以我们一段一段来读。
Today we are not going to go through the whole passage. We just do one by one.
那这一段经文里面呢，我把归纳了三个要点。
In this passage, I summarize in three points.
你知道神的话语是太丰富了。
You know, the word of God is so abundant.
我越是准备，越是读，越觉得自己实在知道了太少。
When I prepare, the more I read, the more I prepare, I feel I just, you know, not enough.
我常常觉得，在恩典堂，这边有个任务，要传讲神的话语。
So in our church, I feel I have a task to spread God's word.
好像就是我父亲跟我讲说，乃培，你去这个糕饼店，他们先今天都免费了，你尽量去拿啊，拿好吃的东西拿回来给你弟兄姐妹吃。
So it's like a bakery store ask me to come, say, Brother 乃培 come, everything here is free, just take as much as you want.
我就拼命装了一大堆，想要全部把它带回来给大家吃。
So I will carry a lot, we try to bring back to everybody.
我发现我实在办不到。
So I feel I don't have enough strength to do that.
但是我发现有一个秘密。
But I found a secret.
如果我可以把这个厨师请来我们家煮给我们吃，做给我们吃的话，那不就没事了吗？
So if I can ask the chef to come our church to make the food for us.
这是今天早上我在祷告的时候，神用这句话安慰我。
So this is what I got from this morning's pray.
神自己的话会喂养他的群羊。
The word of Lord, he will feed out his lamb, his sheep.
我看到这三点，我想跟大家分享。可能你还会有更多的，哎，主那恩典在你身上浇灌。
So I found these three points I want to share with you.
第一个是神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
First is God is a light. In him, there is no darkness at all.
我们看到大家都翻到了，我们来读这段经文哈。我先读，然后孙超你再带着，又我们读英文好吗？
Okay, let's read it together.
约翰一书1章5节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。 我们若说是与主相交，却仍在黑暗里，就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。平常你带领，哎，我们一起，现在有两，我们一起。
Let's read it in English. First John, chapter 1:5-7. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out of truth. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purify us from all sins.
在这边，他一开始跟我们讲，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
So here at the beginning, Apostle John mentioned that God is the light.
如果你是中文版的圣经，你会看到这个在黑暗的暗的后面是什么个符号？是个惊叹号，是不是？
Yeah, if you have a Chinese Bible, you can see there is an exclamation mark after the darkness.
在这边讲到神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。第一，我想跟大家分享的就是，我们要跟随光的带领，神就是光。So
here, God is a light. I want to share with you, we need to follow the light.
你记不记得在旧约出埃及记？ 他们出埃及以后，在旷野里面，是什么带领他们呢？
Do you remember in the Old Testament after God delivered Israel out of Egypt, what lead them?
云柱火柱，是不是？
The pillar of the cloud and the pillar of the fire.
然后我们再想想看到新约这个云柱火柱来到我们中间呢。 那就是耶稣。
Let's think about that. In the New Testament, actually, the pillar of the cloud and the pillar of the fire is coming in with us. Actually, it's Jesus.
从旧约到新约，耶稣说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不再黑暗里走，必要得生命的光。”这是在约翰福音8章12节。
In New Testament, in the book of John, chapter 8, 12, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me is not in the darkness anymore, and always will get the light of life.
这个光不是停在耶稣的时候，还是继续一直到那新天新地。在启示录，我们可以找到一段话。
Yeah, the light is not just stay there. It leads us to the new, brand new world.
在启示录，新天新地到来以后。 有这么一句话说：“不再有黑夜，我们不再用灯光日光，因为主神要用光照我们，而且这光要照到永永远远。”
So in the Revelation chapter 22, there is a say there is no more darkness. We no need for the light of lamp, nor sunlight, because God is the light. He will shine us. He will reign forever.
神就是光，还有另外一个意义。
There is another meaning of God is light.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Holy, holy, holy! Lord is the holy and is the forever Lord.
神是圣洁，人非圣洁不能到神面前。
Lord is the holy, so if we cannot come to the Lord without holiness.
我们信主的弟兄姐妹们，我们是光明之子，光明之子行在光明中，就要圣洁。
We are believers. We are the children of light. We need to be holy.
不圣洁不能见神。
If you're not holy, you cannot see Lord.
我们不小心犯罪了，怎么办呢？
So what happened if we did something bad, did a sin?
犯罪就不圣洁了嘛，是不是？
Yeah, we're not holy anymore if we sin.
感谢主，约翰福音，哎，约翰一书一章九节跟我们怎么讲？我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
So in the book of John mentioned, Lord will forgive you if you are, believe him.
我们要与主建立亲密的关系，行在光明中，要追求圣洁，要保持圣洁。
So we need to have a fellowship with God and keep us holy.
不要犯罪。
Do not sin.
神帮助我们，只要我们行在光明中。
So Lord will help us as long as we walk in the light.
在这边还有一段话，就是约翰，我想我读给大家听，你可以看在约翰的，我们跳到二章的一节，大家有圣经翻到，约翰一书二章一节，他说
Let's look at the first John chapter 2 verse 1.
他说，我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，就是那义者耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为天下人的罪。
Chapter 2, verse 1. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, and not only for ours, but also for the sin of the whole world.
他是我们唯一的中保。
He is our only advocate.
耶稣基督，他是无罪的羔羊，他为我们的罪献上赎罪祭。
Jesus is a he is a no sin. He sacrificed himself for our sin.
而且他的献上是一次献上，永远献上，为所有全天下的人。
His sacrifice is once for all for the whole world.
这个是何等的重要！我们不断的在教会传述这样子的真理。
So how important this truth is? We are keep repeat this truth in our church.
为什么说这个在教会要不断的这么讲呢？就是因为教会里面，你有时候会听到一个谎言来欺骗你。
So why we need to keep repeating in our church this truth? Because sometimes we hear the lie in our church.
使徒保罗。他在不是光使徒约翰，他在以弗所牧会的时候就碰到这些问题。
When Apostle John he was a preach in Ephesians Church of Ephesians，
对，以弗所书啊，以弗所教会。那当时附近的教会也有这个问题存在。
Yeah, they also have similar problem in the nearby churches。
因为这记载在约翰一书一章八节。到八节十节都有记载，就是有一些人他说 我没有罪，甚至讲说我也没有，我不会犯罪。
Yeah, if you look at the first John, they mention some people, they say they never sin.
对，我把这段经文读一下好了哈，在约翰一书的一章八节，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我心里。我们若说第十节，我们若说自己没有犯过罪，便是以神为谎言，以神为说谎的，他的道也不在我们心里。
So if we declare be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
这些人甚至说，我们与神相交，但事实上他们是在黑暗里行。
Those people, they will say we fellowship with God, but they are actually in darkness.
这些在约翰，使徒约翰讲说，这些都是说谎的，都是自欺的。
So John said those people are the liar. They cheat themselves.
我在上面放了两个图片，你们大家看到没有？
Yeah.
Jojo and Rachel, you see that two pictures?
There are two pictures on the screen. Anybody can see?
就是这个木偶 Pinocchio，他是说谎的，鼻子都长长了。
So the one on the left is a cartoon Pinocchio.
还有另外那只是鸵鸟。
The right one is the ostrich.
自己明明有罪，他就把头碰到问题，把头塞到那个洞里，说他没事。
So ostrich usually when ostriches have a problem, the ostrich will just put his head in the sand, just pretend that he didn't see it.
对，我相信我们在教会里面，不一定是恩典堂，你以前去过的教会，甚至你会听到，也有类似这样子的说法。
Yeah, sometime in the church or other church place, you will hear some people say.
希望不要在恩典堂有这样子的，错误的教导。
Hopefully, in our Grace Church, should not have this kind of teaching.
有时候我们要小心，甚至不是很直接，但是他把这个罪的定义给曲解。
Sometimes maybe it's not directly, but they twist the definition of the sin.
就知道我们是有唯一的中保，就是耶稣基督。
Yeah, we know the only advocate for us is Jesus Christ.
接下来我想跟大家分享第二点啊。
Next, we're going to share with you the second point.
行在光明中的第二个要点在约翰一书二章三节开始。
So let's read the First John chapter 2, verse 3.
我来读二章，我先读二章，我们一起看哈，二章3到6节。如果你愿意跟我一起读的话，我们请一起来读啊。二章三节，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是他。人若说我认识他，却不遵守他的诫命，便是说谎话的，真理也不在他里面。凡遵守主道的，爱神的心在他里面，实在是完全的。从此我们知道，我们是在主里面。人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。要与神有个亲密的关系。第一个要点是什么？我们知道神是光，在他毫无黑暗，必须要圣洁我们。第二，我们就是要听他的话，要遵守他命令，遵守他的命令，行他所行的。
So if we want to have an intimate relation with God, first we need to know God is the light. The second, we need to follow His command.
在诗篇里面有两句很美的话这个第一个就在诗篇119篇的11节跟105节，我们可以一起看到在荧幕上就是我们常很熟的，我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
In Psalm 119, chapter 11, there is a very beautiful
Verse 11，
verse over there.
把神的命令放在我们心里。免得我们得罪神。
So we need to keep remember God's command.
神的命令就像是什么？神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
It's like our light in front of our feet, and also the lamp in the path.
我们行在主的道上面。
We're walking on the path of Lord.
我们遵守主的命令，我们就是爱主。
We follow Lord's command. That is we love the Lord.
在约翰福音十四章十五节这么记载。
It is in the Book of John.
对，遵守主的命令，照主所行的去行。
Follow Lord's command. Do what Lord did.
在这边，我想跟大家分享一个圣经里面的故事啊。
Here, I want to share a story in the Bible.
你看，神刚开始讲到，他帮我们把罪洗干净了，是不是
？Initially, Bible say, "Lord, clean our sin."
你看看这个主是怎么样的看顾我们，不是只有我们把我们洗干净了就不管我们。
So you can see from here how Lord take care of us. Not only he cleans our sin.
还有我们继续跟他，听他的命令，跟他一起走，知道我爱他，他爱我。
So he also asks us to follow his command and walk with him. And also he want to love him just like he loved us.
记不记得耶稣跟撒玛利亚人的不是撒玛利亚，是撒玛利人，不是撒玛利亚妇人，是撒玛利亚人啊。
You remember
有一段记载。
You remember the story of the good Samaritans.
好的撒玛利亚人，对，有一个人，大致上解了讲，就有一个人被强盗给被打了啊，打了都快死了啊，在路上躺在路边。
So there is a person and get robbed and beat up by the robbery and lay on the road.
那这个祭司跟利未人过去了。
So the priest and the Levites pass by.
他们看见他，那没有做什么事，就走过去了。
So that when they saw this man, they all just bypassed him.
但是有个好的撒玛利亚人，他做了什么事
？So there is a good Samaritans come and what he did.
大家知道这个故事，我想大部分都很熟。他把他的伤口敷伤、包裹好，还把他照应好，把他放带他到旅店去。
So he actually helped the guy and you know put his bandage on his wound and carry him to the hotel.
已经够好了吧？把他给包伤了，带到旅店里面去，然后他就跟他讲说：“再见啦、啊，你自己去付你的钱啦、啊，照顾自己吧。”
This is actually pretty good already. You can just leave him in the hotel and say, "Hey, you can stay and you know pay the bill yourself."
他不是走了就算了，已经把他安排好了嘛？那想做什么
？Yeah, but he is not just leave.
他第二天还拿了银钱交给店主。还跟店主讲说什么？有其他的费用，我回来再还给你。
He is also the Samaria also come even tell the owner of the hotel say, "I will reimburse everything, for this guy."
你知道神对我们的照顾就是这样子。
Yeah, think about Lord, just take care of just like that.
多少时候我自己都束缚掉这个。
Yeah, so many times I myself just forget about that.
领受的恩典一次又一次。
We receive the Lord's grace over and over.
没想到神是这么样的爱我。
So think about how much Lord is love us.
他把他的爱不断的浇灌我们。
He's pouring the love to us.
告诉我们听他的话，行他的道。让我们能够跟他更亲，与他更亲近。
So we need to love, listen to his word, walk with him, and fellowship with him.
你知道，常常在主的命令上面， 我犯了很多错误。
Yeah, very often I make some mistake.
最常发生的错误就是跟孩子之间的错误。
Most mistake I make is the relationship with my children.
我将你的话藏在我心里，免得我得罪你。
So I always keep your word is always in my heart.
孩子跟我讲他要的东西，我要记得很清楚，免得他生日的时候我买错了礼物。
So the word from my children, I always remember. So I was very careful to not forget his birthday.
这个老板指示的工作啊，哎，你是要尽心尽力的去做啊，是不是？
So the command of the instruction from my boss is very important. I would do my best.
免得我得罪老板啊。
So in case I, you know, piss him off.
年底加不了薪啊。
So I can gotta get a raise.
常常我只是把神的话放在人跟人之间的关系上。
So often I would just put the word of God.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们知道教会里面有在，特别是在聚会，在弟兄姐妹有这样的困难的。
Yeah, sometimes we know in the church there is some difficult in our fellowship.
不要指责，不要指责，而是多用爱心为他们带到，用爱心在适当的时候彼此勉励。
Yeah, please don't complain. We need to pray for each other, encourage each other.
对，耶稣跟我们讲了一个命令，是不是遵守他命要什么？彼此相爱，大家都知道了。
Yeah, Jesus have a commandment for us. It's a love each other.
我最近在准备这个，看到一段话，我挺有意思的，就是在使徒约翰的时代，有个早期的学者写下来的一段话。
So I most recently I know, found a one of the passage pretty interesting. It's one of the theology during the Apostle John time.
他没有记载在圣经里面，但是他当使徒约翰在牧会的时候。
It's not in the written in the Bible, but this is happened during Apostle John.
他的会友就问他说，约翰啊，你怎么老讲说要我们彼此相爱？我已经听了好几遍了，都烦了，有没有什么新的命令啊？
So in the church, some people told Apostle John, say, why you always keep telling us love each other? Do you have anything new?
你知道使徒约翰怎么回答吗？
Do you know what Apostle John answered?
他说这就是主跟我讲的话，
oh, this,
我只要做这个就够了。
Oh, this is the word from our Lord. That's the only thing I need to do. It's enough.
使徒约翰在写约翰一书的时候，他用了两句这个话，非常美的话，就是在我们今天读了二章五节的后段，他说：“神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。”他不是停在这里，他讲说什么？这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的。
So there is a few verses in First of John. They're very beautiful. In the chapter 2, verses 5.
他讲到光，他讲到第一节的，他也是一样。他说什么？从起初原有生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过。他把他真实的从主领受的讲出来。
So First John gave us a beautiful message. From the beginning, the word God gave to us, and John gave his personal experience.
所以他领受的命令，他就告诉我们，这就是我们该做的，彼此相爱。
So that's the command John received. So he told everybody, that's what we need to do, is to love each other.
我们教会有好多团契嘛，是不是？
Yeah, in our church, we have a lot of fellowships.
最精彩的松柏团契就在上礼拜四举行啊。
The best one is Evergreen Fellowship. 是 evergreen 哦
，evergreen 对，永远年轻的那个团契啊，不是松对松柏永远常青团契。我听到好多好多欢喜快乐的事情。
I heard a lot of joyful story.
那整个根基就是在彼此相爱。
So the foundation of this joyfulness is love each other.
你看到弟兄姐妹们把他们从主领受的爱拿出来。
So we can see brothers and sisters, they showing the love which will come from the Lord.
不管是年纪多大，还是可以服侍啊。
So no matter what age you are, you still can serve.
不管年纪多大，都是主所爱的。
Whatever the age, everybody is loved by God.
千万不要觉得说啊，我年纪大了，主大概不会照顾我很多。教会会比较照顾那些小孩子比较重要嘛，是不是？
So we never think about if Lord will ignore us because our age.
每个团契都一样，弟兄团契、姐妹团契，我们期待好久的家庭团契，这所有的团契都少不了彼此相爱，因为这是主给我们的命令。
Every fellowship, brother fellowship, sister fellowship, even the family fellowship, we need to have the command of Lord, love each other.
我知道教会弟兄姐妹都很火热，想尽脑子，用尽各种不同的方式，想把这个团契能够，办得很火热。
So I know brothers and sisters are very excited to try to make every fellowship become very, you know, exciting.
彼此相爱绝对少不了。
But love each other is this is necessary.
没有彼此相爱，那个团契只是表面的。
Without love each other, this is a superficial.
还有一件事情，我发现耶稣也交代我们要做的啊。
Another thing is also is a command from Jesus.
并不是在这个约翰一书里面讲说这是新的命令，而是我找到了，我想跟大家分享。
It's not in this first of John, but in I found in the Bible.
在约翰福音十三章十四十五节。
It's in Book of John, 14, chapter 14.
Chapter 13,
chapter 13,
verse 14,
verse 14 to
15.
15.
对。那耶稣要上十字架前，他给门徒洗脚的事情。
So Jesus washed up his disciples' feet before he went to the cross.
是耶稣他自己是夫子，他去洗那个脏脏臭臭的脚。
So he is actually the teacher, but he washed those dirty feet.
我们来看这段经文好不好？大家可以看得到吗？哈。他说，耶稣对他门徒讲说：“我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。”
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
这个够清楚了吧？
Yeah, this is very clear.
我们要彼此洗脚。
We need to wash each other's feet.
不要嫌哪位弟兄你不太姐妹你不太舒服就不想洗脚哎。
They don't, if not, you feel not comfortable with some brothers and sisters, just ignore them.
我想这也是蛮美的事情。如果有弟兄姐妹愿意给你洗脚，你就把脚伸出来给他洗吧。
This is also a really beautiful thing. If somebody wants to wash your feet, you let them wash.
恩典堂有好多好多这样子的例子。
There are so many examples in our church.
我们在祷告会，怎么蹦出月饼来了？
In our prayer fellowship, Suddenly, there is a box of mooncake.
中秋节啊，没有人要指定谁带月饼来，我们有月饼吃。
Yeah, nobody actually arranged somebody to bring the mooncake.
哎，我出城回来，开车路上怎么有姐妹打电话说，奶培你回到家没有？要不要可以做点东西啊？
So when I travel and come back home, suddenly somebody call me, ask me if you already arrived home. Do you need any food?
我们都怕麻烦人家嘛，是不是？哎，不用不用，我们家冰箱一大堆东西
Yeah, I was always try to not bother other people. You know, there's a lot of food in our refrigerator.
很多我们生活上的，我们都可以运用到。
Yeah, there is so many examples in our daily life.
我们今天早上还收到一大包那个又嫩又长的、好漂亮的辣椒哎。
Today, I also received a bag of
pepper，
pepper.
辣椒，
Oh, okay, pe pepper.
好吃的辣椒。
Very delicious pepper.
对，哎，这都是彼此相爱，彼此不是洗脚了，这彼此关怀了，是一个很好的例子啊。
Yeah, this is actually a good example. Love each other, take care of each other.
我们学习给，也学习领受。
Yeah, we learn how to giving, also need to learn how to receiving.
行在光明中，与主更亲切、更亲密。第三点，
Walking in the light, build a intimate relation with God. The third point.
真光照耀，黑暗渐渐过去。
The
我想，
light, true light is shining. The darkness is fading.
对，我们已经是新造的人，信徒得救了，是新造的人。我们不要贪爱世界，小心落入陷阱。
So we are already a new creator. We need to be careful about the trap. Don't love the world.
在约翰一书2:12-14，哎，我把它汇总了一个三个要点。如果有机会，你自己回家可以把这段经文读一读啊。
In First John chapter
Chapter
2,
2:12-14，
12 to 14, I summarize this in the three points.
使徒约翰在教会关怀他教会，对教会讲说：“你们罪已得胜，罪已得赦啊。”你们已经得胜了，二者，你们认识父了，这是已经成就的事情。
So Apostle John in this chapter mentioned that the sin is already be forgiven.
保罗跟我们讲，有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的。
Apostle Paul also mentioned in Jesus, you are already a new creator.
接下来我们看这个，最后一段了，2章，15-17节，就是叫我们不要爱世界跟世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的事的这其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神的旨意是永远长存。这里讲的世界是恶魔所控制、掌握的黑暗世界。
In the book of First John, chapter 2, verses 15 to 17, John here mentioned, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of the life, comes not from the Father but from the world. The world and its designs pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
这跟我们讲，真光已经照耀，黑暗渐渐过去，但是恶魔还没有被丢到无底坑里面去啊，是不是？
So we say the true light is shining, the darkness is fading, but the real devil still not in. The still not still there.
肉体的情欲还在啊。
So the lust of the flesh is still there.
世界的引诱还在啊。
The temptation from the world is still there.
让我们能够谨慎警醒，不要把它当作无视。
So we need to be very alert and sober.
就像在帖撒罗尼迦前书跟我们讲的，我们要警醒、谨守。
So just in the Thessalonians mentioned, we need to be very alert and sober.
因为魔鬼有时候会装成什么光明的使者来欺骗我们。
Sometimes Satan will pretend it's an angel of light.
我们时时想到主耶稣怎么面对试探。
So we need to think about how Jesus faced the temptation.
叫魔鬼退去。
Ask the devil to back off.
所以我们要小心，不要贪爱世界，小心不要落入陷阱。
So we need to be very careful not to love the world too much to get into the trap.
我再跟大家复习一下，行在光明中。还有三个要点，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
So let's review today's message. First, God is the light. In Him, there is no darkness at all.
遵行主命，照主所行的去行。
So follow Lord's command. Do what Lord did.
我们要真光照耀，黑暗过去，小心我们不要落入陷阱。
So true light is shining.Darkness is fading.
今天最后我跟大家做个结语，就是耶稣说过，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
So lastly, we will have a conclusion. Jesus have said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me when not in the darkness will have the light of the life.
耶稣是世界的光，行在耶稣里就是行在光明中。
Jesus is the light of the world.
想想看耶稣给了我们什么命令，耶稣做了什么，我们可以模仿学习他，效法耶稣。
So think about what Jesus did and what the command Jesus gave to us. We just follow his lead.
希望今天的分享，我们行在光明中，我们怎么样能够学习到与主建立亲密的关系。
So today's, hopefully we can learn how we can have an intimate relation with God, how we walk in the light.
行在光明中是必要条件。
Walking in the light is a necessary requirement.
这么做是为了要有更加的认识，更加的信靠，更加的爱主。
So this we can love God more and trust God more.
那我们紧紧跟随主耶稣。
Let's follow the lead of Jesus,
行在光明中。
Walk in the light.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，谢谢你。
Dear Father, thank you.
谢谢主耶稣，你是世界。